Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's your midday brief for Friday, April 8th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Slovakia is sending Soviet-style military equipment to Ukraine, the latest former communist state to do so. The country said it delivered an S-300 air defense system to Ukraine to fight Russian military aircraft, as well as short-range ballistic missiles. Russia used a similar short-range missile system to hit a train station in eastern Ukraine today, killing dozens of people. Schools in New York City and Philadelphia, as well as more than a dozen counties nationwide with rising COVID-19 cases, say they have no plans to re-mask students despite the emergence of the new BA2 variant, which is spreading throughout much of the country. An official with the American Association of School Administrators says that districts probably won't reinstate classroom mask requirements unless the country sees another steep increase in infections. And Spirit Airlines says it'll entertain JetBlue's unsolicited $3.6 billion takeover offer. Although Spirit had already struck a $2.9 billion merger agreement with Frontier Airlines, Spirit said its board determined that JetBlue's offer could lead to a, quote, superior proposal, which under the terms of the merger agreement with Frontier would allow it to enter into talks with JetBlue. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.